I have a drink, he pointed out. No one cares that I'm taking a few pictures, Nora.
I care. It's rude.
They were speaking softly, and during the whole exchange, Nora had not stopped smiling. Her expression was calm. She nodded and waved across the lawn. And yet David could feel the tension radiating from her and the pressed-back anger.
I've worked so hard, she said. I organized everything. I made all the food. I even got rid of the wasps. Why can't you just enjoy it?
When did you take the nest down? He asked, searching for a safe topic, looking up at the smooth, clean eaves of the garage.
Yesterday.
She showed him her wrist, the faint red welt.
I didn't want to take any chances with your allergies and Paul's.
It's a beautiful party, he said. On an impulse, he brought her wrist to his lips and gently kissed the place where she'd been stung. She watched him, her eyes widening in surprise and a flicker of pleasure, then pulled her hand away.
David, she said softly, for heaven's sake, not here, not now.
Hey, Dad,
Paul called, and David looked around trying to locate his son.
Mom and Dad, look at me, look at me.
He's in the hackberry tree,
Nora said, shading her eyes and pointing across the lawn.
Look, up there, about halfway up. How did he do that?
I bet he climbed up from the swing set. Hey,
David called, waving back.
Get down right now,
Nora called. And then to David,
he's making me nervous.
He's a kid,
David said.
Kids climb trees. He'll be fine.
Hey, Mom, Dad, help,
Paul called. But when they looked up at him, he was laughing. Remember when he used to do that in the grocery store? Nora asked. Remember when he was learning to talk, how he used to shout out, help, in the middle of the store? People thought I was a kidnapper.
He did it at the clinic once,
David said.
Remember that?
They laughed together. David felt a wave of gladness.
Put the camera away, she said, her hand on his arm.
Yes, he said. I will.
Bree had wandered over to the maypole and picked up a royal purple ribbon. A few others, intrigued, had joined her. David started back to the garage, watching the fluttering ends of the ribbons. He heard a sudden rush and stirring of the leaves, a branch cracking loudly. He saw Bree lift her hands, the ribbons slipping from her fingers as she reached up into the open air. A silence grew for a long instant, and then Nora cried out. David turned around in time to see Paul hit the ground with a thud, then bounce once slightly on his back. The sea lily necklace broken, the treasured crinoid scattered on the ground. David ran, pushing through the guests, and knelt beside him. Paul's dark eyes were full of fear. He grabbed David's hand, trying hard to breathe.
It's okay, David said, smoothing Paul's forehead. You fell out of the tree and lost your wind, that's all. Just relax. Take another breath. You're going to be okay.
Is he all right?
Nora asked, kneeling down beside him in her coral suit.
Paul, sweetie, are you okay?